Just kidding.
Episode 190.
Wow, that's a lot of episodes.
Is it 190?
That's a lot of episodes, Dorktown.
Bam, 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 bam.
Welcome to Dorktown, episode 190. We just got back from the pool, did you?
Bam, 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 bam.
No. I didn't get back from the pool.
Yeah.
Someone did.
Mike was in the pool.
Yeah.
I was in and around the pool.
I was the only one in the pool.
I looked inside it.
Becky looked inside it.
She was inspecting it. Becky was inspecting it.
There's a guy sopping wet sitting in front of me with a towel.
Oh, yeah.
It's covering my parts.
It's like covering parts.
His bits. It's covering his bits.
It's doing a semi-good job of covering his bits.
I think it's... I'm pretty covered, dude. Yeah.
I mean, you're covered, but it's still like...
You can still see your face.
It's very suggestive.
It's not like... It's not hot.
It's suggestive.
It's suggestive.
It's suggestive. Like, if this... If this falls, right. Like, something's going to happen. If my towel falls, you're going to see things.
Slip.
My suggestion is to put some clothes on, but...
Not going to happen.
No, I'm not on board with that.
I'm at my house, and nobody tells me to put clothes on.
And if you get a picture of certain parts of his body, consider yourself lucky.
Yeah. Consider yourself awesome.
Video.
Becky's been trying for months.
To take photos.
Get the best ass shot ever, but and she
Mike
cannot
just,
do it.
She hides it. Hides it.
I'm like,
you've
here.
Been trying, Becky?
No.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
she's
no.
terrible.
Mike likes to take pictures of himself when he gets really drunk.
Of your
like,
butt?
Look at this. Like, look at my butt. That ass bells.
Who are you sending this to?
Yeah.
Bells.
Just to you
on
too?
New Year's Eve,
uh-huh.
And I'm, you know, I've just spent a day at Disneyland for New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's
fun. He was a family man.
I'm fucking tired.
Okay? I'm the paterfamilias.
I'm the paterfamilias of that family.
Uh-huh.
That's the paterfamilias thing to do. You go to Disneyland on New Year's goddamn Eve.
Okay.
You celebrate goddamn fucking New Year.
Did you watch the fireworks and everything?
And we did it all.
That's beautiful.
And we got back, and I'm tired as hell.
And then
and I get into the hotel, and I take those fucking shoes off, and it's like, oh, you see, like steam comes out of those shoes.
Right, right.
Been just rolling around Disneyland
the whole
day.
Lay down in bed. It's like, oh, I'm off of my feet right now. It feels so good. Ding, ding. Fucking text. Oh, what's this?
It's New Year's, dude.
Oh my God, it's New Year's. I'm so fucking tired. Click on it. Something comes on.
Yeah.
That looks, I don't know if it's like,
I still don't know what it was.
The head of a penis?
which was it?
An ass?
Where was it?
He doesn't remember.
You don't know? I don't know. You don't even know which part of your body that was?
I know.
But it was from Mike, and it was very disturbing.
Do you have it?
Funny, but
still?
It was...
Okay, well, let me tell you something.
If it's on your phone, we can look at it now.
I don't have it on this phone.
Okay.
You can add me to that list.
I'll add you, and you can determine what it was.
I'll make a judgment call.
You make a judgment.
That's fine.
Let's just say
the picture.
The camera was underneath what was being taped.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
So it was like
a taint shot.
Like,
it was a taint. A photo of the taint district.
It was a taint district.
All right.
Taint district.
I'm on like, board with that.
Very literal taint district.
No, that's the worst. That's the worst part.
Think, like,
there's nothing good about that.
What made you think like, oh, my friends are going to think this is fucking hilarious?
Because it was
how many friends was
it? Okay.
Yeah.
Here it is.
It's nobody laughed.
No, it's New
First
Year's.
First of all, I'm a little man. I didn't get
yeah,
the
Yeah, how come we weren't
added,
on that fucking
next
list?
Next time you guys are
Shit.
In.
Shit.
Next time you guys are in.
Oh, my God.
I thought
we were
friends.
2016, you
I
guys
thought.
Are in.
I thought.
Guess what?
When he sends it to you, you will no longer
right.
be
no.
friends.
I thought we were friends.
No, what? You're going to forget about this.
You're going to ask him to stop.
I won't. 2016, I absolutely will not forget.
On your phone at 12:02, and you're gonna be like, "What the fuck is this?"
And I'll say,
and
"Oh
I'm like,
my
we talked about
fucking
this
God.
In July."
Yeah. Well, okay. I'll remember it.
Yeah.
Because I have a fucking good ass memory.
And also, the internet.
Fuck yeah!
And also
you can
the internet.
Listen
the
to
internet.
This podcast.
Also the internet.
Many times.
I'll listen to it.
You will. You will get it. But
so
they
many
don't.
Times.
They're prudes. They're Republicans. And they're like, oh my God, that's
your
nudity.
Friends?
Who's a Republican? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You guys, you're like,
I am not.
Oh my gosh, this is so.
So
not...
it was just Becky and Bells that received it?
No.
And
I'm not a Republican.
Aaron. And Derek and Aaron.
I'm not a Democrat.
It was like four guys.
It's an independent right here.
Four guys plus
I'm
Becky.
A Green Party.
I wasn't in that. No, I wasn't in it.
You weren't in that circle? Okay, I was just guys. I just said it to guys.
Wow.
I didn't include Josh.
Bell
I apologize
to
Josh.
No, no, that's okay.
You didn't send it to Reggie559?
I should have sent it to
Reggie.
Reggie559
Reggie
would have been the
out.
Most receptive, been like, that's cool, dude.
I accept
I get
your
it.
Taint.
No,
thank you.
No, like,
you
not accept it in the gay way, like, but just accept
why does
it like,
he still think
I appreciate
that. Like,
that.
I appreciate my
appreciate
balls.
It?
Yeah. It's like a joke.
Happy New Year.
Yeah,
no, I get it.
The balls have dropped. The balls have dropped.
I should just send it to Josh. I should just. Exclusively to Josh.
I'm sure Mike thought
hey,
of
Josh,
that, but that's good.
1202. You sent my tape to Josh.
If you sent it to his stuff. Fucking BlackBerry phone, he wouldn't have fucking
no,
seen it.
No, that's not true. That's
he
not
would
true.
Have seen it.
That's he doesn't get any
like,
fucking
he,
photos on
as soon
that.
As he gets a kiss from you at 1201, he's like, look at his BlackBerry.
What
like,
the hell were we doing?
What's a BlackBerry?
Oh, it's
oh,
a phone
NDTC,
that they
NDTC.
Back in the early 2000s.
When I was still in high school.
Yeah. And I still have one. So.
It still works?
It's a
oh,
relic.
Yeah.
It's a fucking relic.
It's, yeah.
Wow. It's still awesome.
Oh, it's pretty cool.
Is it the one that's got that duct tape on
it's
it?
It's got
what's
tape.
What's the phone underneath?
Electrical
that's
tape.
That's my work phone.
Hey, should we say who's on this goddamn podcast or what?
All right, thanks. I'm Mikey. Producer Becky's here.
Hi.
Bells is here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm present.
Hills Bills.
It's yep, not Aki.
Yep, that's me.
And Joshua.
Joshua
Teehee.
Joshua.
Joshua Teehee.
Joshua.
From Flowing with Famous.
From Flowing with Famous.
What
follow,
do you guys? What do you guys talk about? I'm Flowing with Famous.
What? Fresno.
It's Fresno stuff. Is that
it's,
a podcast or what
okay.
is that?
It's a podcast. It's just about Fresno.
Oh.
Maybe you should do a special Clovis edition and invite some of your Clovis friends who
why
bring
would,
Clovis beer.
Why would
beer.
You do that?
I, as a listener, my
that
input
is a good
says
point.
No. Don't
yeah.
do that.
Wow.
See? Producer
of all
Becky,
the new,
that's the one podcast she listens to.
Of all the new things that are famous. Going on in Clovis.
You know
good
yeah,
things.
Really. Yeah, Clovis hipsters.
I know. I'll be there the 31st when Aromacoma comes out.
Yes,
of DC's.
Motherfucking yes.
Whoa, I'm sorry.
It's on my
guys.
Fucking calendar.
If you don't have a Clovis zip code,
guess what? I'm
gonna
still
you're
going to
be tased.
Guess what? I'm still going to
you're going to be tased?
Hey,
someone
are you
going to
be there?
Taser to
Bells,
shoot.
Are you going to be there?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
I want to go buy hey, Aromacoma. I don't want to go. A, I don't want to go somewhere.
Well, I'm
going to
be there.
To
you
get
better
it.
Be there.
I just want to fucking buy it.
What
go home
I,
and drink the shit.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Drake.
So.
Oh
really
my god. Do you listen to The Perfect Pour or
I
do, don't
I do
you,
not.
Josh?
I do not.
I
do
neither
not.
Do I.
I
yeah.
don't.
I do
Bills
not.
Bells listen. All you know is Aromacoma is coming out the 31st locally.
Okay.
And you need to go to BC's.
It's on my It's on my calendar, babe.
Just
pizza and beer.
Check
it. Sounds good.
I'm not going to be there. Take Mike out.
All right. All right, here's the one question we need to do on Dorktown.
What?
You just got
been,
the law been... laid down on you.
No, I'm out of town.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be?
Hells. We're going to be.
Hall Pass.
Hall Pass, Hells.
Wait.
High five.
Oh, Mike's going to fake chow someone. Fake chow.
Fake chow?
What the
I don't
fuck
know what
does
that is,
mean?
But I'm going to do it.
Huh? So the hall pass is
no.
Weird.
What is a fake chow?
Fake
what?
Chow. Have you not seen Hall Pass the movie?
No.
Fake chow.
No.
Oh boy.
I guess maybe you should just go.
I don't
see
know.
It.
This is a good idea for me to explain it to you on a podcast.
Do it. Do
Josh
it.
Josh is right there.
Josh is right here.
I'm right here.
It's dirty.
He doesn't go out without me.
Wow.
He doesn't know anything dirty without Hillary.
That's true.
Little does she know. No, she probably knows a lot. Anyway.
He's on punk rock sites.
It's the process of faking fellatio on a woman.
Whoa.
What the fuck? That's, no, okay. If it's on a woman, it's called...
Fake chow.
Fake chow?
Instead
I
of
fake
fellatio. Fake eating.
How could you do that?
Okay, fellatio
okay.
is only for a man.
How do you fake it?
For a woman, it's called...
Cunnilingus.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cunnilingus. Yeah. That's right. You're right.
Cunnilingus. Colinga?
It's called cunningless.
It's called Colinga.
Cunningless.
Why would you ever fake
cunning,
it for a girl?
Yeah,
cunningless.
Okay, so you fake it, right?
How fake chow.
I don't know.
So he goes down and he just kind of licks his like fingers and kind of simulates the tongue and makes the tongue.
It doesn't starts making the chow sound.
She's
it's
not
a movie,
get that.
People.
It's a movie.
It's so, a fucking
I believe
movie.
We have to see this movie, yeah. Hall Pass.
That's pretty good,
no,
too.
I'm somebody's not fucking watching it.
Nobody's
shit.
Ever really
Wait, done you'll laugh, too.
The Hall Pass.
And when
is...
he mentions it at the very end, you're going to laugh your ass off right at the very end, too. You'll be like, okay, it's funny.
The Hall Pass is what then? You get to hook up with some. Lady.
Is that what you're going to try to do?
No.
You're going to try to hook up with random ladies?
I wouldn't know how that would happen. I have no idea.
He's going to spend his first night going to Applebee's.
Yeah. Yeah. There's got to be hot chicks at Applebee's.
There's got to be hot chicks at Applebee's.
There's got to be.
The bowling
alley. Right.
Let's go to the college strip club, guys. We're going to go to
college
the strip
girls
club.
Love Applebee's.
You're hitting on the waitresses.
Yep.
All right. Before we go out.
Right.
I need to get a hunk of meat in this stomach before we go do the damage.
What's that mean?
Do.
Does that mean Mexican food? No. Does that mean like a male
we're
penis?
We're staying at Applebee's and eating.
Right. With a male penis.
Before we go.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't think it had anything to do with that.
That sounds like a euphemism to me.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, I jumped ahead.
I was quoting a movie.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Was there euphemism of penis?
It sounded like a euphemism.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Producer Beg heard it.
You said you needed
dirty,
a fit
dirty mind.
Big
a
meat.
Piece of meat
piece of
down
meat.
Your throat.
That's ridiculous.
That's what I heard.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
I so Hells get it now.
Realist.
Right. Funny humor. See, you would enjoy this movie.
Hall Pass.
Because you get it.
We're watching it tomorrow.
Totally get it.
If it's on Netflix, okay, maybe.
Redbox.
Guys.
I watched Chef
on
Netflix.
Chef what?
How was it?
That's a movie?
It was really good.
Was it?
Yeah. It was really good, actually. I enjoyed it.
Chef.
Chef. I think I did. I feel
Becky loves Netflix. She watches all the movies.
There's a lot of
Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
Jon Favreau.
What's that girl's name?
Jon
Serena.
Yes, I did see that.
Sophia Vergara.
Jon Favreau.
Fucking accent.
Yeah.
Fuck him and his Jon Favreau.
You know what I just watched was that one with Jon Hamm and.
Do you know she was born in Alabama?
Attractive.
No, I didn't. Daniel Radcliffe.
No. She's from the Sticks.
Jan
Ham.
Yes.
Her fake Spanish accent.
Yeah.
This is a podcast.
Yeah, but there was
something.
Like,
this is an off the rails podcast.
Let's talk about Melrose Place now.
I forget
Melrose Place.
Of it, but they like.
Who's the hottest chick on Melrose Place?
Where they like tried to take off a little girl's leg for like an hour. It was terrible.
The blonde girl.
Heather Locklear.
But like there's a lot of stuff like that.
Locklear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was the hottest chick in 90210?
There's so much shit going on.
Ooh.
Shannon Doherty?
Shannon Doherty.
No one fucking watched
that shit. I'm with Josh. Shannon Doherty was the hottest chick
now,
in 90210.
They're fucking.
I say that only knowing that's the only one I know.
Okay. No, I think then, now, and forevermore.
Whoa,
Shannon Doherty.
Okay.
Oh my God. Which one was she?
Who else?
Over Jenny Garth?
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, Jenny Garth. No.
Even
Shannon
the
Doherty.
Guy left her?
Shannon Doherty, way hotter than Jenny Garth. Yeah. Everybody knows this.
Shannon Doherty posed naked in Playboy.
No way.
No, she didn't.
In the naked.
Like naked.
She posed in
or
the
like, naked. Or like,
No, she showed titties. I saw
Was there
it.
A hand covering the lower
saw
part?
It.
There was like, it That's wasn't like full titty. On.
Titty, I saw
it. Was
it.
Half-ass.
I seen Shannon Doherty's
It was
titties.
One of those half-ass ones.
What year was that?
Early 90s.
Yeah,
early
1947.
90s.
Early 90s, she's in a bathtub and like one tits. She's in a bubble
one
bath.
Tits.
One tits.
One
tits. Doesn't have bubbles on it.
A Young Doctor's Notebook.
Yes.
That was the name of the book.
With Jon Hamm and Daniel Radcliffe.
Jon Hamm. He's so handsome.
Oh, yeah.
He's
Good
got
one.
A big fucking dick.
Whoa.
That's what they say.
Hey.
I've seen the outline.
Hello.
His outline is big.
I've seen him.
I've seen his dicks out. Jon Hamm, dude.
Jon Hamm.
His
John
dick
Hamm,
is bigger
yes.
than yours, Bells. What do you think of that?
Good for him.
If we,
and he must have a pretty big fucking dick.
If we,
he's got a pretty big fucking cock if it's bigger than mine.
His dick must be really huge.
Well, fuck.
It must be like extraordinarily
God.
Big.
Okay, we got the point.
At
if
least
we can evaluate
5-6 inches.
Everybody,
totally.
Everybody,
whip out your
this,
dicks.
Search for Jon Hamm's dick. Look at it.
Okay.
Mike just jumped in a pool.
See if it's bigger than Bell's.
Do you mind if we do?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you mind if we just continue?
Hillary's looking.
I don't mind if we do.
We'll just sit here and look.
I will be.
Can I get it semi-hard first?
Hey, yeah, get it semi-hard, just so it looks and cool. Let's listen to It'll Grow Back's Work It Out.
Oh, we're going to play that again.
Yep, Work It Out. Again? It's the first time on Dorktown.
I suppose so. Work it out! You got to see that?
Fucking
is that the new Taylor Swift song?
Yeah, yep. That's Taylor Swift.
Work it out.
Work it out.
Because I'm going to pump, work it out. No, work it out like not workout exercise, right, no, like no. Workout problems.
Work it out like you're an asshole yelling at bicyclists in the town.
Yeah, it's just like
work it. Oh, we broke up, but we're going to work it out.
So guys, I really, before we go from Dorktown here, I've been noticing something from the 80s we used to wear tank tops.
Oh, uh-huh.
But now it seems like tank tops are cool. So should I wear a tank
top? No.
Is that something I should do?
No.
Josh says no. Hillary. No.
Let's see. Flex.
Like, should I wear a tank top?
No.
Yes.
Oh, Hillary says yes. Becky, should I wear a tank top? No. Sure. Becky says no.
Yeah. Well, that is true. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still say no.
Do it. Sun's out, guns out. And
Bells, should I wear a tank top?
You can wear it whenever you want, just as long as you're not around me.
All right. I'm just going to keep that there.
Bells won't be able to control himself. That's why.
Yeah.
Becky's showing John Hand's penis in his pants.
Outline. It's an outline.
It's the outline.
It's his penis.
It's a cell phone.
It's a semi.
It's out of control.
It is not flaccid. It's a semi. I
think that's flaccid.
No, that's He's not just flaccid.
Walking around. Let me
I that's swear not flaccid. That is flaccid.
That is flaccid. Not. That is semi.
No.
That looks, no, that looks limp as shit.
Anybody's flaccid. Penis looks big semi.
He's flaccid.
Let's
flaccid. He's flaccid.
Let's see.
That's not big as flaccid.
He is. Hey, all I know is there's showers and there's growers.
I grow.
Are you a shower?
Or I'm a grower.
John Hamm's penis.
Yeah, please,
walks
Josh.
Into
bring some professionalism to this.
John Hamm's penis walked into a room at least 5 minutes before John Hamm.
Oh my God!
Then it orders an Evan Williams on the rocks. Selects the Ramones on the jukebox, sits back, and doesn't talk to anyone.
Oh my God.
Let's
His
go
penis
ahead and,
is so sexy. Is.
Thank God.
That was the caption for the photo, by the way. Somebody is a really good blogger.
Somebody better than me is a better blogger. All right.
Off the rails.
No, what?
I thought there was an OR game.
I didn't come up with that.
Were you jumping to the end of the?
Were you?
Let me see this.
There's no OR game. Look, Hillary. OR game.
Nothing.
It was like space.
All right, Hillary. It's up to you.
Well, we're gonna talk about what we're what is it called? Geeking out. What are we geeking out about?
Oh yeah, because Bell
let me tell you.
Dorking out.
Oh, dorking out. Whatever the fuck.
Bells has
Bitmoji. Hills, Bills, Bimoji.
No, okay, first, Bells is going to go. Bells doesn't have will go.
Wait,
he has something. He told me.
No, Bells has show and tell.
Yeah.
Show and tell.
Let's see it, bro.
Aren't you, first I want everyone here to tell Mike to just shut the fuck up.
Shut up, Mike.
I absolutely won't say that.
No. I said it.
Fucking dick.
Jerk. All right.
Whoa.
What else?
So I've been dorking out.
Okay.
When I find something that I find like on social media or
ooh, social media.
Whatever. Something pops up and you're like, ah, damn, that looks kind of cool.
And drinking beer while
I wonder if I want that or not. So I found this item and I like tormented over it for like a couple of weeks on whether I should order this thing or not.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my.
And then I finally did.
Sounds interesting.
Okay.
Okay. What are you doing? You walk out of your house and you leave. You grab your set of what?
I grab my keys.
Yeah. And those keys usually make noise.
Yeah.
Kind of jingle around, your keys. Wake
flopping
up.
Flopping around.
Whip, you know.
They're very
like
no,
your
my,
John Hamm penis.
My keys around. Are very loud. Look.
John Hamm penis keys.
make a big disturbance.
It's just the outline of
so
the keys.
So I found this little contraption called Key Bar.
Are you giving us a pyramid scheme here?
And it's
he's trying to recruit us all. Shit.
It's what it made me do. See, I like to carry two sets of keys. One set of keys is just like my car keys and to the house. Minimal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is everything else. The rest of my life. And it's on a big ass keychain and I hate all this shit. So I found this thing called Key Bar. And what you do is you buy it and you take
Holy fucking shit, dude. It looks like a fucking Swiss Army knife.
And it looks like a Swiss fucking Army
knife. And those are your keys?
Oh my fucking God.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I can't even look at this shit.
I want this.
I don't like it.
This is geeking out. This is totally geek. This is
dorking out.
Holy
I don't like it.
All right,
dorking
shit.
Out. It doesn't involve boobies or dick.
When you mentioned
it.
That at first, I could not even fucking imagine where you were going with that.
But now look at this.
Have I blown your mind?
Swiss Army knife of keys.
Jesus
Christ.
Where'd you get that? I want that.
And it also is available with accessories. If you notice in there, I have a bottle opener inserted in between.
Okay, okay, yeah.
In case you need to open a bottle.
What else have you got inserted in
there? I'll save that for after the podcast.
That's, yes. That's cool. Yeah, that's key bar.
Key bar.
I assume that's just like keybar.com or something. Right?
Exactly. Key.
Oh my God. Okay, so how did you get these on here?
So, the contraption... Mm-hmm. Comes with the two metal pieces you see there with the clip.
Yeah.
And then it has three pairs of different length screws that the keys go through, depending on how many keys you're going to put on there.
Yeah.
So you can go thinner.
Right.
Yeah. Thicker, small, medium, right. large. That's at the large, actually, just okay. to okay. hold those keys. That's it'll hold up to 12 keys.
You need that for work. That thing's awesome.
I think it's great.
Comes in different types of metal.
Okay.
They've got aluminum. They've
carbide?
Got,
aluminum
they've got,
carbide?
They've got aluminum.
Tungsten?
They've got titanium, which is what that is. That's actually a nitride-coated titanium. Mm-hmm. They've got a carbon fiber one, which is kind of cool. Ooh. All black, like checkerboard pattern. They do custom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pretty interesting stuff.
That's awesome.
It's kind of cool.
I like
Now it looks like a ninja star.
That's what I've been dorking out on.
Well,
that's awesome.
Key bar.
Yeah, that's a great
keybar.com.
That was possibly the best.
Keybar.com.
Yay!
That was really good.
Great job.
I was just wondering if you guys would like to take an opportunity in life. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I like to take challenges in life to sell and make an opportunity. So would you like to sell these keybars?
Sell a keybar? If you sell 70. Oh.
I haven't
Go ahead,
said,
make yourself sales pitch.
I haven't even said my geeking out about
Uh-oh, wait. Oh, hold on.
Mike is being such a dick,
up.
Dude. This is the quickest podcast
It wasn't my fault. It was
done.
Star Wars' fault.
You're entering too fast.
Yeah.
Too fast.
That's what she said.
Hillary, what have you been geeking out about?
Well, this is not maybe this is not a geeking out.
Dorking out about it.
Then you can't even talk about
it.
I think it fits.
It fits.
We'll be the
judge. Heyo.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I think it fits.
So I stopped shaving my underarms and
this is not dorking.
Damn it. I'm so disappointed you said underarms. Like, it was really... I stopped shaving my... And then I'm like, this is going to be great. And then you said underarms. Yeah. I'm like, this is awesome.
And legs.
It's cool. It's awesome.
All right, what is it?
Because what is the fucking point of doing that shit?
Yeah, ladies.
So you're not shaving your arms or your legs right now?
No. Do you want to see?
I don't shave my arms or legs either.
Oh, you just started. Wait till it's all nappy and shit.
It's
look
been
like
fucking a month.
No, wait till it looks like fucking his. Yeah.
No, it won't look like that. It's not going to look like that.
Let me show you mine. I'm Armenian.
I know. I'm not Armenian.
I like seeing my legs without being shaved. Aren't they man legs?
I've seen your legs in every form, and they're always awesome.
Aww, so
great
sweet.
Answer.
He's
That's
so sweet.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so you just pissed her off for that one.
Because I can never get any kind of truth out of it.
Yeah, dude, you can't fucking keep... Just
no, I think...
I don't want your fucking peggly ass fucking scratch post fucking rubbing up against me right now. Shave that shit.
I think he was being sincere.
Just in a nice way.
Bells, feel my leg. Feel my leg.
Shave him.
They're fine. What's wrong with
that? Bells is feeling Hillary's like
there's
right above Josh.
That, right?
You don't have anything going.
Yeah.
Fuck, if they look like this, I'd be like, all right, you know. Maybe you start wearing some like shin guards or something.
Like soccer.
At least put some pants on.
Well, I'm done. I'm going to keep wearing shorts
and skirts.
We're
going to the
skirts.
Pool. We're going to podcast in the pool. You're not invited, podcast listener.
I'm done shaving.
Yeah,
arms,
I think that's great.
Underarms and legs.
I think that's great.
Right. I want to give a Fonzie. Oh no. Yeah,
oh, we're not there yet.
No, we're doing Fonzie's now, bro.
Oh no, we're not there yet.
No, we're in. No, Hillsbills. Did you finish your?
Yeah,
you're dorking out.
She's dorking out about her armpits.
Oh, also working out.
Ugh.
I can't get over that.
Working
shit.
Out. Where you?
It's
where
so
are you?
Good
at?
For you.
Where you?
Iron Bird Lofts with this personal trainer named Tiffany Pelletier.
Tiffany.
Two.
And she's so motherfucking awesome.
Can she do two-finger pull-ups?
Yeah, right?
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Maybe she
would. Half-ass.
Oh, my God. Do you even know what those are?
Is her penis as big
as
John
Hamm's? Let's see it.
No, not right now. I'll do it in the pool. On the bottom of the pool.
Fair enough.
See?
So there was no or game.
Yeah.
Nope, I couldn't come up with that.
I was promised an or game. And
yeah,
that's
how we got
here. That's why we're fucking here.
Now you're here and
they're
you're screwed.
Like, or game, that's my favorite part. I always like to...
Why don't we give you an or game? What kind of subject would you like? Pick a subject that I know about.
What do you know about?
I'm just waiting for this to be over so I can go in the pool.
Oh.
So what you got, Bells?
Pool.
Or game.
I need a subject.
Pool or hot tub.
Orgy.
Pool or hot tub?
Sexual positions.
Sexual positions.
Game.
Missionary or cowboy? What's
reverse
the one?
Cowboy.
Reverse cowboy.
Reverse cowboy.
Reverse cowboy.
Reverse cowboy or regular reverse, on top?
Reverse missionary.
Chick on top.
Reverse cowboy.
What's reverse cowboy?
With you on top,
you're on top
girls
backwards.
Facing away.
Oh, yeah, that's better, yeah.
And it's on top. Oh, reverse cowboy wins in all the counts.
I guess so.
What do you know? What do you
I'll
know?
Remember that.
Who, yeah.
What do you know? I'm not even going to bother with missionary because
missionary
doesn't need to be bothered
dude.
With.
Dude.
That's
nobody
right.
cares.
So
that's Josh's
even
favorite.
The
doggy style.
Even the missionaries don't
doggy
like
style.
Doggy style or the wheel fucking barrow?
What's a wheelbarrow?
Oh, that's too hard. Yeah, that's too much
that's
work.
That's what she said.
Think about it.
That's too much work.
Her legs
that's what
the wheelbarrow is like everything?
No.
Like all the
man,
inputs?
Okay, the man is standing up.
Okay.
Then he's holding the lady's ankles.
All right.
And she has her arms on the ground.
Okay.
This is out of
and
control.
And
did
he's
you do a
getting
circle?
It in.
She walks
did
around.
No, why would you be?
No.
She walks
then
around.
You put a load of garbage in
that's
her.
That's right. And you take the trash out.
You dump it.
The wheelbarrow.
All right.
You use
I'm going
to
try it next time.
You use her to move cement and whatnot.
Keep the cement, like, wet.
Right. The wheelbarrow.
Fellatio.
The answer
or cunninglingus.
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 That's a trick question. That's a trick question. The answer is 69.
Yep, that wins. 69 wins every time.
You need to get into politics. I want to see a future in politics. She is.
All right, this or game is over.
Aww.
It's no fun. Listen.
Thanks for listening to Dart Town.
Wait, but the whole. Mike now has a towel over his head.
Thanks for losing the Dark Town.
I want to give a Fonzie.
Fonzie,
yeah, I thought all is that where we
have to
are?
Do our Fonzie. All
right, Fonzie is everyone. I like sex, but
shut
Fonzie.
Up, towel head.
All right.
I want to give a Fonzie out to Ampersand Ice Cream.
Oh my God!
Hey.
In the Tower District,
you're a Culvis.
No,
Culvisian.
Across the street from Fresno High. There's nothing tower about that.
Whoa.
Oh,
okay.
Straight Fresno High with fucking cameras.
cameras.
Okay, that's
they
north,
recorded
north
me
tower.
There.
That's North Tower.
They recorded
it's in
me
the
there.
Yeah, I went there. It
nice.
Was good.
And what'd you have?
I had the cantaloupe sorbet.
Whoa.
Fucking phenomenal. Shut up.
You ordered a cantaloupe sorbet?
What would you order, dick face?
Not
like
cantaloupe
vanilla?
Sorbet.
I ordered the coconut. It was really good. And then the
I'm
going to
have the
there.
Cantaloupe sorbet.
It was good.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll get you the cantaloupe sorbet, sir.
Well, I also tried their oatmeal stout, the Tioga Sequoia oatmeal stout.
I bet you tried it real good.
God, you're annoying.
Yeah, he's in dick fuck mode right now.
Man, Mike is.
Nobody can see me.
He's just ready to fucking swim.
He's
shit.
In rare form.
I am ready to swim. Everybody, let's go swimming.
I will give Fonzie A's to.
Thank you, Josh.
I don't
Goldstein.
Know if Bells was done.
Goldstein. Oh, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Bells
was
done.
To Goldstein.
Goldstein's was awesome.
And Delicatessen.
Fresno has a craft beer scene. Right?
It exists.
It exists.
Has a drinking scene.
No, it's a great place in the tower. Lots of craft beer. I had several very good craft beers.
I had beers there. It was
great. And Ephraim. And
they
Craig,
didn't have a pool,
they
though.
Did a
That's
good
what
job.
Sucked. They didn't have a pool.
They have bike parking.
They have bike parking.
It's a game changer for me.
It's a game changer.
It's like an old wrought iron gate or something.
Yeah.
But really you can park your smart. Bike and lock it.
I want to give a Fonzie boo out to my air conditioning fucking recharge unit.
Right.
Boo.
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 So my AC's been acting crappy in my car lately.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, fuck, you know, maybe it just needs like the Freon.
Yeah.
A little
so I
Freon.
Go and I buy a Freon kit.
Yeah.
Pop it on there. Start doing it. But I was doing it wrong.
That's what she said.
I didn't have it in there all the way.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
And I realized that afterwards. That I was like, oh.
I didn't realize till afterwards.
I've been blowing a lot of stuff up in here, but I've been doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Let's try it again.
Yeah.
So I stuck it in there right. Stuck it in there real good.
Real right.
It was right.
I screwed
the can.
This is very right.
I screwed the canister on.
This is very
on,
right.
Real good and tight.
I'm screwing this on.
And probably. It has like a little gauge. It tells you don't stay in the green. Don't go in the red.
Don't go over.
Stay in the green.
It's going to get too sexual.
Don't go in the forbidden zone.
Don't go there. That's for two people.
So after I inserted it correctly.
Yes.
I realized I was in the forbidden zone.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I'm in the forbidden zone.
I had over exerted myself.
Whoa.
I had overblown.
I think he's talking about air
conditioning.
On his car?
Pretty sure it's air conditioning, but I'm not quite sure.
So
I forgot.
I unscrewed the can.
Uh-huh.
And I just plugged the hose back up to it with the gauge. And then I released. Felt so good. And then it was right on the level. And then I started my car to come over here and I turned on the AC and nothing but hot air blew the whole fucking time.
God damn it.
I've ruined my AC. But some people could have jerked off to that story.
That's what I'm saying.
Some possibly. Could have.
Possibly.
I lost track. Who might have?
Thanks for listening to Dorktown.
Oh, really?
The only podcast.
No, really, thank you, because
that will do whatever that happened right now. We will do it.
Whatever happened right now would happen.
We it happened and we just did it.
It's
so,
the podcast that shot first.
Boom.
It shot something.
It should be shot. Podcast that should just be shot.